Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Can I make a statement? Thought about it last night. Public service announcement. Maybe we'd all get along a little bit more if we realized that we're all related. I don't know. Just one man's thought.
Listen, I cannot unpack all of that right now. It's way too early in the program. Way too early in the day. Get that philosophical. Join me to be on the Fan.
May I, though?
Yeah.
This is one of your problems on a Friday. You don't want to think a lot.
One of a lot of problems.
Yeah, you don't want to think a lot.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Excessively on Friday. I notice you're sort of... And listen, we're all getting a little bit older. I just think you're give a damn. It wanes during the week. You'll be better on Monday. You'll recharge over the course of the week.
Do you know
weekend.
What throws me off?
You don't go out the way that you used to. So,
nowhere
so
near.
By Monday, I think your give a damn might get ratcheted up a little bit.
Do you know what throws me off? What never used to throw me off? If we have, because of Braves baseball, we were off yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So if we have a day off in the middle of the week, my preparation, my routine is completely thrown out of whack, and I hate it.
Here's what I would just tell you. Act like you have a show.
I did. That's exactly what I did.
Okay, then nothing don't be changes. Thrown off. Listen. You give a damn. It should be at a Thursday because you had yesterday off. But I know what happens on a Friday. Somebody makes a comment and you just go, okay, let's get on to the next thing because it's Friday.
Yes, I made a mistake this morning. The X platform is up and running at Matt Lear at Road Dog 680. Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Chris Domino at Chiellini Nick at 680.
All those things, it doesn't matter.
You want to follow along.
If you do, you do. If you have, you have.
So because of the green jacket, I put out the initial X platform question of the day, who or what is your favorite green? Turns out I did that not too long ago because somebody that listens, and I thank you for listening, keeps track as well of the Twitter or X platform questions of the day. And I said, sir, you need to get a hobby.
Okay. You don't thank them for listening. You're aggravated at them, agitated, and we all pay the price.
Which means I'm really aggravated with myself because I should have remembered that.
But
and I kind of sort of did, but I went with it anyway.
Because it's Friday. You give a damn, your tank is almost empty. You give a damn tank is almost empty. Here's the thing. I'm just going to say this once. It's early. We'll all get through it. You got to let that go.
I did. I went with a plan B. Where were you when the O.J. chase happened with O.J. passing away?
You did that one before, too.
I don't think I did that one
before. I think you did. You're just going to mail in the whole show? It doesn't matter.
You can be a good partner and help me a little bit here and there. That's all.
Well, I'm sure there's
prop me up when I need to be propped up.
Today's not the day.
No.
I know what's happening.
You're Nick Saban. There's no propping up. You're Kirby Smart. Either you sink or swim, man.
Do you understand? You just said you didn't have to work yesterday and you had a problem with it. People don't want to hear that.
Listen, I put work in quotation marks because we don't have real jobs.
People don't want to hear that. Let's just pretend it's Thursday.
All right.
Then you get to sleep in tomorrow and do whatever the hell you want.
It's Thursday. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. I do know that you can listen to this. You can listen to Braves baseball. They're off to Miami for a 3-game series starting tonight for free. Courtesy of the Fan app, and that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming and
Sounds
Beaver
kind
Direct.
Of expensive.
It's not. I mean, you would think it would be listening to Major League Baseball for free, but it's not. Thanks to Beaver Toyota of Cumming and Beaver Direct, the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You've got 680thefan.com. Told you about the X platform. Follow along on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're at 680thefan.com and you're a golf, the green card is back. Six of the area's best courses, $249. They're on sale right now. Plus, you get a $25 Fire Maker Brewing Company gift card. Cherokee Run, Bears Best, Heritage Golf Links, Collins Hill, Sequoia National, and Wolf Creek Golf Club. That's a $607 value. Makes a great gift. Father's Day is right around the bend. Save it for Christmas. Whatever it is you want to do, they're on sale right now, the green cards.
I'm using them for Christmas gifts.
Well, you can do that, Bob. There's only 200 overall, less than 200 left, way less than 200 right now. So jump aboard at 680thefan.com.
They make great Valentine's Day gifts.
I mean, Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah,
maybe Mother's Day or Father's Day. Yeah.
Bob is listening to you.
Yeah, no,
maybe for school teachers.
All right, we get it, Bob. Huh? We get it. Yeah, Mother's Day is right around the bend as well.
It's for a lot of people, and you're getting a good deal.
I get the point, Bob.
I know. Listen, I'm not
maybe
sure.
Maybe for spring training.
Bob is nervous like I'm nervous. Virtual Bob is nervous because he knows that you've got a Friday mentality.
I'm a loose cannon.
A Friday mentality. Please, for the love of God, can I do it my way now?
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, buy these green cards. Just please. I'm telling you for about 10 different reasons, and one of them is this. It's a great deal. When do you get 600, and I don't even know who did the math. That might have been, with all due respect to whoever salesperson out there, they might even be light on the $607.
Could very well be.
When do you get a deal on golf? I'll tell you when. When you're 75 and you're golfing after 4 in the afternoon at some nine-hole rinky-dink.
Well, Dolly, I'm hot today.
You're that guy.
You don't get normally a break on golf. It just doesn't happen. Are we throwing in golf carts on these deals?
Oh, you better believe we are.
So here's the hook. We'll charge you $10 to play golf. We'll charge you $60 for the cart. That's not what we're doing here. It's all included. So, for the love of everything that is holy and mighty, how do they buy the green cards again?
680thefan.com.
Go to 680thefan.com. Just click. It'll be painless. Click. Then you could use it three times. You can give it to somebody else a couple of times. Bring somebody with you. Buy one for them. It's real simple. It's a great deal. That's all you need to know. I know a good deal when I hear one. I know a great deal when I hear one.
And you're not going to say it's a good or great deal if you don't mean it, Domino.
You don't get breaks on golf. That's it. We're giving you half, 40, 60, like 70% off, whatever the hell the
and
number
people
is.
Trust you, Domino. You won the competition, the tournament, the field of 64 when it comes to John Michaels radio announcers and or sports talk personalities in town.
Sure.
You were like UConn. You won that thing going away.
Yeah. What an accomplishment.
You blew me out in the finals.
Thank you, Stan. I'm retiring from that as well. I am going.
Go out on top.
I'm going out on top. I'm going out the way that Michael should have gone out. What am I doing?
The shot against Utah.
Boom. That's how you go out. For all the things Michael did great, the one thing he didn't do was figure that out.
He pushed off on that play, too, but that's neither here nor there.
I don't care. I don't care. May I say this?
No one's going to remember that.
And it's going to be just a coincidence. It's going to be just a coincidence. I don't care if he pulled a knife out before that shot. Now, again, I know the day today is a little bit.
We'll talk about OJ a little bit.
I didn't mean
later
to be
on.
Cheap and easy, but I think I've said that before. I don't care if Michael Jordan would have put on a mask and had a ransom note.
Some people put out tweets about OJ passing away yesterday. I'm talking about former NFL players, one in particular. I don't know if they deleted that tweet, but they probably should. Even though, as we like to say, there's no such thing as delete.
Yeah, no, there isn't. Somebody's got what the kids call a screen grab.
Indeed, or screenshot, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, we'll talk about that
grab
a little bit later on.
Grab sounds a little bit more official.
Charlie Reimer is in Augusta from the Golf Channel. He's going to talk about what's going on at the Masters with us at 11:20. And don't forget the Golden White Spring Game tomorrow, 1 o'clock, down at Bobby Dodd. You can hear the game here on The Fan. Brent Key is going to join us at 11:45.
What time?
11:45, so synchronize your watch. Okay. Set a reminder in your phone. 4-2 homestand, the Braves back on the road. As we said, 6-game road trip starting down in Miami, and the Marlins are terrible. 2-11, that doesn't necessarily mean anything because the Braves starters and their bullpen, they've been terrible as of late as well. What a difference just a few days make, right?
Sure, that's the game. Come see, come saw. Yeah.
They sweep the Diamondbacks, the bullpen is impeccable, and then everything comes apart overall against the Mets.
I'm assuming we might have a go-to-the-back-of-the-line moment when it comes to the rotation as well. It was a bad day to have to eat it, young man, but sometimes you're involved in you just have to eat it.
Luis Guillorme has to come in and pitch and give up a grand slam as they get blown out yesterday.
Everybody's just laughing it up.
Yeah, well, what else can you do? If you don't laugh in that situation, a 16-4 defeat, you're going to cry. And here's Brian Snicker focusing again on more than just yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? Our eye is always going to be on the long haul here, the long, long season. I mean, we've done it for as long as I've been here. You know, I mean, it's just you have to look ahead. You got to look at the whole thing, the extra days rest when you can, all that. And staying away from relievers at some point in time. And it's just part of getting through a 162 games.
And Max Fried has to pitch like Max Fried tonight. He has to pitch like Max Fried tonight. You can't keep leaning on this bullpen.
The Max Fried that has like a ridiculously high winning percentage.
Yes.
Not the one who's sort of been around already this year.
Not the one who was combined for 5 innings and 2 starts. 2 times through the rotation this year, and Max Fried hasn't helped this. The Braves have the 5th highest ERA, 5.43 in the major leagues.
Better fix that.
3rd fewest innings pitched at 53. These are the things you can't keep up.
Yeah, do you know how Brian Snicker, that was a long explanation for a 16-4 game. Do you know how he actually started that and then said, hey, I'm sorry about that, stick around?
I don't care.
Yeah, once said, hey, Snit, what do you think about tonight?
Same
thing. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, you go to the back of the line, Chris, as you said, if you're Alan Winans now, he gets optioned down. Darius Vines has been called up, and you're going to have this merry-go-round now when it comes to the fifth starter, when and if you need that fifth starter. Dylan Dodd, Bryce Elder. So this is going to continue.
Yeah, it's going to be who today? And you know who gets to go 5 days from then? The guy who has a good one. That's how I think this is going to go. They don't want to do this, but I'm not. You don't get another start. I saw last night. You're out. Go to the back of the line. I keep saying it's like highlight. You might come up again. A couple of years ago, I don't even know what year it was. They do run together. There was that moment where it was like four different guys came up. Everybody was like, yeah, that wasn't good. You go back. And then finally somebody catches hold.
It was a conga line.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 da. Dun, 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 da. And that's what's happening early in the season with Spencer Strider especially being out. And we'll find out this weekend. As you said, maybe he already had the Tommy John surgery, but if he hasn't had the Tommy John surgery,
he had two of them this week.
They'll make the announcement that he's going to need the Tommy John surgery. Everybody is preparing for that announcement this weekend.
Yeah, LASIK too. They're going to do everything while he's in the shop.
I mean, while you got downtime, you might as well take care of everything you want to take care of. Now, if I'm him, I'm coming back with the full long Brian Wilson, not the Beach Boys, but the closer type beard next year. I'm coming back and totally reinventing myself.
So you're going to look like Tom Hanks from Get Me Off the Island?
Well, a little bit better groomed, but a long, full beard.
Yeah, that's a big
thing.
Just
again,
baseball.
Think Brian Wilson.
It's a big thing in baseball. A lot of these guys are really going that big, fluffy, like, it's the ultimate I don't care beard.
Yeah, not that kind of beard, but a full beard, but a trimmed beard. You have to keep things orderly.
You know who doesn't give a damn? You on Fridays, but also NHL players during the postseason. When they start to grow that hair, woo!
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
They don't touch it.
Yeah.
It is natural.
Every other day, it's got to be trimmed. That's how I feel about it. That's just me.
Okay. So you're saying Strider should just let it all go?
Yes.
And then come back. And then when does he shave it? Before his first start?
No, you keep the beard.
Oh,
you don't shave the beard at
That's
all.
That's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable.
And you come in and you add to the legacy and lore bouncing back from injury. If you're Spencer Strider, Shohei Ohtani's bouncing back from injury. His ex-interpreter, the U.S. Attorney's Office, said stole $16 million. Here is Martina Strada, the head attorney on this case.
Our investigation has revealed that due to the position of trust he occupied with Mr. Ohtani, Mr. Mitsuhara had unique access to Mr. Ohtani's finances. Mr. Mitsuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to take advantage of Mr. Ohtani. Mr. Mitsuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million.
I love that word, plunder.
No doubt.
You're a plunderer. That's what you are.
Well, you've got to make it known that we have dug very deep, and this was a plundering. This was just not skimming. This was plundering.
$16 million. Some of these details, I know we got to take a break because Charlie Reimer's coming up. Yeah. Some of these details, it's something out of like a Catch Me If You Can type of movie.
Here's the
what this guy had going on, allegedly, the interpreter.
There's text messages now. Here's the only thing I ask, and I'm going to get out of here because I am going to ask the question. My question of the day is this. Is this guy going to plead guilty to all of this? Or is he going to say, well, I'm guilty about that one, and that one, but not really that one? Because unless he's pleading guilty to all of this, I love everybody who's telling me they know everything that happened. You're crazy.
One of the allegations, he called the bank and said he was Shohei Ohtani to, I don't know, exercise a $300,000 wire transfer.
Yep.
Yes, this is Mr. Ohtani. Mm-hmm. I would like $300,000, please.
Doesn't sound like Ohtani.
Your mother's.
I can assure you it is.
Your mother's maiden name, please?
Smith.
That's interesting.
Okay. I have to go now. Never mind.
But okay. Approved.
Again, there's more, and we'll get to it a little bit later on.
There's more on top of what you think you know over there in your little pieces of paper.
You're right. I mean, we're scratching the surface here when it comes to the allegations. And again, I asked the question, what did he know? What did he not know? He had to have some inkling that something was going on. I know we had access.
Not according to the people who just put out all these reports. He is cleared.
I don't know how you don't know. Anyway, more allegations we'll cover in the Shohei Ohtani case a little bit later on. The 11 o'clock hour is presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades plus of experience they have and a lifetime warranty for their work. FinleyRoofing.com. Let's check the headlines, let you know what's coming up. over the course of the program. As we said, Tech's spring game tomorrow right here on The Fan. Brent Key going to provide a preview. The head coach of the Yellow Jackets will join us in 30 minutes from now at 11:45. Perhaps the most infamous sports celebrity in O.J. has passed on. We'll talk about our encounter, our personal encounter with O.J. Simpson.
Encounters. With me.
Well, you.
Yeah, I had a second.
I had just one. It's Pearl with Domino. Just after noon, we'll do that. And so much for this dog having any privacy. We'll go on campus a little bit later on during the 1 o'clock hour. 1:20 to be exact. When we come back, a good yet challenging day for Tiger became even more challenging today. It's his worst nightmare, perhaps. Charlie Reimer from the Golf Channel will talk some Masters when he joins us next. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Different guys came up. Everybody was like, yeah, that wasn't good. You go back. And then finally somebody catches hold.
It was a conga line.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 da. Dun, 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 da. Let's hope the Braves rotation isn't that this year. But thus far, with Strider being out, it has been. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Braves down in Miami tonight here on The Fan, starting that road trip. The inaugural Braves Golf Classic coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club. The championship course on May the 6th. You got breakfast, you got lunch, you got post-round of awards, prizes for all the winning teams. It's a four-person scramble. If you want to be a part of it, email Braves Foundation or go to Braves.com today. We know the Masters is ongoing. We know it's going to be a challenge for a lot of people that didn't finish yesterday. Only 62 of the 89 golfers did finish their opening round yesterday. And joining us now from the Golf Channel to talk about that and more is Charlie Reimer on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Charlie, always a pleasure having you on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm happy to talk all the golf and Masters y'all want to talk, but you got to help me out a little bit. What in the world is going on with Freed, and are we going to get Strider back? I mean, you got to feed me a little bit on this.
Okay, we'll work with you here now. Max Fried, we hope, can return to normal tonight. It's been way out of the ordinary, as we all know, and Spencer Strider, you're not going to see him for a while, unfortunately.
I hadn't had a chance to follow the news this week. I've been in Augusta, but, man, I hate hearing that. I hope it's not related to him coming up with a curveball in the offseason. That's the only thing I was kind of worried about. But I'm a huge Braves fan, and my wife and I watch every night. We were there for the home opener, and I hate to hear that about Strider. But hopefully Fried will get it going again.
Hey, Charlie, just real quick. The Braves are going to make at least a more official announcement this weekend. They wanted 4 days of just leave us alone. There should be some other news coming out. Nobody believes he's going to be anywhere close to pitching this year. So, and then the Max Fried thing, fingers crossed, Charlie, fingers crossed, because that's all we can do.
All right. Yes. All right. Let's get him rolling. My man is Ozzie Albies. I love watching him play ball because of the joy that he has. Nobody has more fun playing baseball than Ozzie Albies. I've never met him. I'm just a huge fan. So, like I said, we watch them every night except during Masters Week. I've got my hands tied up down here.
Well, understandably so. In Augusta is Charlie Reimer from the Golf Channel on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker.
If you want to come down one day when you're not doing golf stuff, golf business, come on down. We'll get you on the field early and you get a chance to meet Ozzie. Tell him that and other people.
Play some golf. I'm only an hour and 50 from the ballpark. So you guys come on up. We'll be happy to roll out the red carpet for you at Macklemore.
Sounds like a win-win.
Did you just invite me to play at Augusta? Is that what just happened, Charlie?
No. I got you going the other direction. I wish I could invite you to play at Augusta.
Thank you. I would take the invitation.
Sometimes, Charlie, around these parts, we hear what we want to hear. Anyway, who is similar to Ozzie Albies in the sport of golf? Who brings joy to the course every day? Can you think of anybody?
I'll tell you what, it's kind of old school, but like Peter Jacobson, you know, and Albies looks to me like he's a little bit of a trickster. They always got a little something going on, which I like following. And you know, I was always trying to mess with people in the locker room and all of that. But Peter Jacobson is a guy that of course, he's, you know, doing just a little bit of TV now. But he was really a role model for me. And every time you saw him, you got to play with him, you saw him interacting with folks in the pro-am, you just got a sense that he absolutely loved playing the game, everything about it. And so I'm fortunate I got a chance to spend a lot of time with him, still keep up with him and learned a lot from him, but just the pure joy of it. And to be honest with you, a lot of the younger guys are, you know, they're just too damn serious. I'll just tell you that right up front. I mean, you get to play golf for a living, and right now they're playing for an unbelievable amount of money week in and week out on the Live or on a PGA Tour, because the tour purses have gone up dramatically because they have to compete with Live. And I can tell you, if I were playing now, I'd be smiling a lot more than I see these guys smiling. And the other thing is, if we'd had the kind of money they got now when I played, I'd have tried a lot harder too.
So let's get the Tiger Woods stuff out of the way, and we'll come back to some of these other things. Can you explain, years ago when he was on his roll, he was historically great. I thought when he drove up on a Thursday at a major, he was three strokes up on everybody. Before anybody swung a club, he pulled into the parking lot.
Right.
So is that a fair statement? I've never even asked anybody in the golf world if that's a good way to put it.
Well, yeah, it's a fair statement. You know, if you look at, just look at the record. I mean, clearly he thought that. You look at his closing rate. I was looking at a stat the other day. When Tiger's got the fourth round lead in his career, he's won like 88% of the time. And if you look at the fourth round leader in general in professional golf, the win percentage is only like about 20%. I mean, he was the man. Shots when he rolls up. This can't do what he's done unless you have an irrational belief in your own abilities.
But
he's always had.
Did he spook other
What's
people?
That?
Did he spook other people in a sense that people also knew?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, he got in everybody's head. He got in Ernie Els's head. He got in Phil Mickelson's head. Look at what those two guys, what their career would have been. I mean, they've had great careers, but what they would have been if Tiger wasn't there. The Tiger has said the only guy that ever really got his attention was David Duval. And David got around Tiger to number one in the world when Tiger was playing some great golf. That's what he said. Everybody else, yeah, the guy walks in the room, the temperature goes up. I mean, he's the man. Coming out here around this golf course, the patrons, where are they going? They're going out to watch Tiger. And by the way, he is swinging the club beautifully. The chipping is great. He's solid on the greens. And if it were where you could take a golf cart and it wasn't cart path only, I think he'd still have a really good shot of winning this golf tournament. I saw him late yesterday. The gate was a little rough. He was kind of giving into it. And today he's got to play 23 holes. I just don't know if the body will hold up. And people that have never walked these grounds don't realize it's a tough walk. It's about 7 miles. There's a lot of uphill. There's a lot of downhill. There's a lot of side hill, and that's what really gets him. The walking to his ball and playing the shots in particular from those side hill wise.
Okay. Normal wear and tear, not having the incident at Thanksgiving. If I ask you how many majors do you think he would have won, what would your number be?
I think he would have caught Mr. Nicklaus. I think that, and it's interesting too how you count majors. You know, when Jack Nicklaus won his last major here in 1986, that you go back and listen to TV coverage, they gave him credit for 20 because when he won the U.S. Amateurs, he won two. Those were major championships, so I think if you count the U.S. Amateurs, Tiger got three, so he's one closer to Mr. Nicklaus. But I think Tiger would have caught Jack Nicklaus if he hadn't had the injuries that he's had and a lot of the off-course distraction that everybody knows about. And I certainly think that would have happened because he was just on such a roll and so intimidating. And there was so much space between him and the next best players.
Charlie Reimer with us from the Golf Channel on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Right now, Tiger 1 over through 4 on the day. The projected cut is 2 over. Let's go to the top of the leaderboard. Max Homa is now tied with Bryson DeChambeau. And we could talk about Scottie Scheffler, Charlie, momentarily. DeChambeau, were you surprised by what you saw? Because remember what he said about taking on this course, and then it didn't work out that way. But now all of a sudden, apparently he's a little bit thinner than he was, and it seems like it's benefiting his game.
He's a fascinating guy. I mean, he looks into everything, you know, electrons and quarks and quantum entanglement. And I mean, it's just unbelievable what all he's dug into. And he's admittedly experimented too much, in particular with his body when he added all of that muscle, you know, and he just looked like he was going to throw up because he's eating so much protein all the time, and figured out it wasn't helping his golf game, you know, long term, and not good for his body long term either. But he comes in being a different DeChambeau. He's very humble in his press conference post round yesterday, and you know, he's the guy a few years back that said, "Hey, listen, you know, I'm so good. This is a par 67 for me." And Augusta, the forces that control fate in the universe with golf did not like hearing that. In the last 2 years, he's missed a cut here, and he comes in playing pretty well. Of course, he's a member of LIV, and his last three starts over there, he's got top seven finishes. So he comes in playing well. He's a lot more humble than he used to be. He's meddling a lot less and kind of settling in on the formula. And it was a heck of a round of golf and very challenging conditions. That 65 that he shot, but I'm telling you, it wasn't as good as the 66 that Scheffler shot later in the day when the wind was up a whole lot more. That Scheffler round bogey free in those conditions was absolutely spectacular.
So you need to have a great relationship with your caddy. He has to be in charge when he's supposed to be in charge and pull back a little bit when he needs to pull back. How many times do you think over the course of 4 days at Augusta these guys honestly question what club they have in their hand, and can that be the difference in winning and losing?
Yeah, it's a challenge when the winds are normal, you know, 5, 10, 12 miles an hour. But these winds that are whipping through here, not only do they change velocity, but they change direction as well. And in particular, when you go down and look at 11 and 12, I've got a photo, a screensaver, actually, that one of the times I was fortunate enough to play, I was standing to the right of 12 green on the forward 13 tee, and the flag stick on 12 and the flag stick 11, they're about 80, 90 yards apart. And they were both looking at each other. I mean, it's 70 yards away. It's in my face at the flagstick right in front of me. It's downwind. And you can see it. At times yesterday, the pines up above 12 were whipping. The flagstick was limp. It is really a challenge to get the right club in your hands in the right trajectory, the right shot. You got to take spin off. And the conditions are changing constantly. This thing is double black diamonds. And also, if you haven't been on the grounds and looked at the golf course, what makes it so special is within the structure of these greens, you have bathtubs, places where the ball will gather, and you've got pedestals, places where the ball will get repelled. When those flagsticks are in those bathtubs, they are right on the edge of big trouble. So it's in the design, and it was intentional from Bobby Jones and Alistair McKenzie. They wanted to entice players to pull off the hero shot. To do that, you got to make sure it's possible to pull it off. And so just about every shot, there's some sort of risk-reward calculation that you got to go through. And you got to make sure that when you're over the shot, you've committed to that and you're not caught between two different shots. Because when that happens, Augusta jumps up and bites you on the butt.
Yeah, I just thought it was too simple when everybody said driver, putter, driver, putter, driver, putter. I like the idea that a bag comes into play, the totality of the bag coming into play.
Right. And it's what we call strategic golf. This is a poster child of strategic golf where based on the wind conditions, the hole locations, the firmness of the course, how you feel, how you're playing, you have to make decisions on every single shot out there. If you have what we call penal golf, which is a traditional U.S. Open setup where you have narrow fairways and higher up, there's not that many decisions to make. You either hit it in the fairway or you don't. If you don't hit it in the fairway, you chip back into the fairway and proceed from there. That golf's a lot more boring, in particular when you look at the par fives at the Masters, 13 and 15, a couple of the greatest holes in the world. In fact, I think 13 is the greatest hole in the world. The way they set it up, the range of scoring is anywhere from eagle to double bogey. If they made them longer and they drew in the rough, the range of scoring would go from birdie to bogey, a lot less exciting, a lot less volatile.
Charlie Reimer is with us from the Golf Channel on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. What makes Scottie Scheffler so different from other golfers?
He was just born to do what he does. I've been tracking his career for a long time. Randy Smith, his teacher there in Dallas, you know, I had a kid who was a prodigy. He was a tiny kid, you know, at age 12 or 13. I mean, he wasn't hardly 100 pounds. And then he had a growth spurt, you know, in a year. He grew 12 inches. I mean, he's a 6'3", you know, good size young man now, and, you know, very different person. But he had to learn the game when he didn't have that size and power. And there's a story of his home club there at Royal Oaks in Dallas playing in the state amateur when he was 14. And there was three or four holes that he couldn't even get to the fairway. He had to try and hit in a walk path. And he actually made the cut in the Texas state amateur as a 14-year-old. So we've known he's been coming for a long time. It's hard to predict a, you know, young man is going to, you know, get to be number one in the world, but he was USGA junior champion. And he just, you know, he keeps things simple. Randy Smith keeps things simple for him. He's not tinkering all the time. He's just kind of repeating the formula and, you know, into the shot, not into the mechanics. He certainly doesn't get into social media or press or anything like that. And he lives a simple life, and he's a man of faith, and he is who he says he is, and it's nice to see someone like that with that personality and that discipline succeed, it's a little intriguing to watch his golf swing because aesthetically it's not that pretty. It looks like he's got roller skates on. I'm waiting for him to fall down hitting a tee shot at some point. But if you look at the stats, he's clearly head over heels the best ball striker in the game, and he plays with roller skates on. So that is very fascinating from that point of view.
How many times do you think somebody tried to change it and they just said, well, hold on, leave it alone, he's fine?
Well, if they tried to change it, they wouldn't have gotten through Randy Smith, I can assure you that. And there's a lot of Jim Furyk. You know, Jim Furyk is – you know, nobody's tried to copy Scottie Scheffler's golf swing. Nobody's tried to copy Jim Furyk's golf swing. Jim Furyk, last time I checked, still top five all time on the PGA Tour money list. And they've got something that works. That's who they are. It's their DNA, just kind of like your fingerprint. And you have to have the discipline to say, hey, I'm going with this. And that's what both of those guys are doing. And I think that's inspiring for a lot of young people out there. You don't have to have a perfect golf swing to succeed at the highest levels in this game. What you got to do is be really good at getting it in the hole.
Charlie, be really honest. If I told you that my wife is pregnant, first child, I'm going to need to know the situation. Where am I on the course? What day? And what's my chance to win, whether I go or not? How bad a person right. does that make me of saying that out loud?
Well, it's you know, the second child's a lot different. I got two children. First child, you know, I can see that. Second child, yeah, they'll be fine. You know, as long as you don't see blood, you know, you're not taking them to the hospital. So it's a whole lot different. But, you know, that's who Scotty is. I mean, it's easy to say, well, he's already won the Masters, and money doesn't make any difference. And go for second child. I think it was his first Masters. He'd probably go. That's just kind of a family. Decisions in that area of our lives, and he said that's what he would do, and I think that's what he will do. I hope he doesn't, but I hope. Well, first off, I hope they have a very successful delivery. But she's not due for two or three more weeks, and that first baby comes late, you know. So he's going to be fine. I just don't see it happening.
It'll work itself out, Charlie.
Charlie, I will say, if it was a John Deere Classic, I might leave. I'm going to be really honest. Well, I might leave.
I understand. Well, a lot of it depends on how well you're playing and what the bank account says, right, too. Yeah, I can understand that guy away because baby diapers are expensive. You know, I mean, there's economics. And really, as a man, there ain't a whole lot we can do around the delivery of that child anyway.
Right.
So, there's good arguments all over the place on that.
Hey, before we let you go, you did extend the invite to Macklemore. For those that don't know, you're the executive VP at Macklemore. And for those that are unaware of what Macklemore is all about, tell the folks and where it is.
Sure, I appreciate the question. We're on Lookout Mountain. We're about 35 miles south of downtown Chattanooga. We're an hour and 50 from Truist Park. It's absolutely spectacular. It's part of the world that I'm from. I was born in Cleveland, Tennessee, but Macklemore is right in that corner where Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama meet. We've got our original golf course that's been ranked in the top one by Golf Digest. Our second one, it's going to be open late summer, early fall, and it's going to be a top 40, no problem. It's spectacular, and we're very proud of our new hotel, the Cloudland. It's a Curio Collection by Hilton. I'm going to say, guys, it's a 4.5-star hotel, 245 bedrooms. It hangs right on the cliff. It's a property that's absolutely going to catch a lot of people by surprise. 60 to 70 mile views everywhere. The food's spectacular. Come see us. You can go to macklemore.com or staycloudland.com. Check us out. And unbelievable place. It's my home. I live there, and I'm thrilled to be there and thrilled to be back in the state of Georgia, where I can get down and see the Braves games and see my Yellow Jackets play, too. So, folks, you'll love it.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you got a hell of a place to go to work to every day.
It's tough, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, that's what we say every day. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Charlie Reimer, let us know when you're in town. You can come in studio, hang out, and Domino will make sure you go to a Braves game. Thanks again for the time.
I'd love to do it. Appreciate you guys having me on. Go Braves and go Yellow Jackets.
And speaking of the Yellow Jackets, that's Charlie Reimer, Georgia Tech graduate on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Their Golden White game is tomorrow here on The Fan, 1 o'clock kickoff. Brent Key, the head coach of the Jackets, will provide a preview for us when we come back. Brent Key will be joining us, Cellini and Domino, here on your home of the Yellow Jackets. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Here, Matt Lear. We're going to talk about O.J. Simpson a little past the top of the hour, passing on our very own experience, or experience says, in Domino's case with O.J. Again, just after noon. It's Cellini and Domino. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Don't forget, Chris Domino, each and every Saturday morning, has his hardball show during the baseball season, and that includes the Ray Giudice interview of the week. Have you decided on tomorrow's guest?
We're going to hear a cut coming up in a little bit, so stay tuned, as they like to say.
It's
a cliffhanger.
That is a cliffhanger and a tease. In the meantime, we know tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the White and Gold spring game at Bobby Dodd is taking place. Our friend Brent Key, the head coach of the Jackets, joining us right now to preview that and more on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Coach, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Going very, very well. I know that no coach is ever really going to be satisfied, but all of that being said, are you about where you thought you were going to be at this point in time, getting ready for that spring game?
Yeah. I've been pleased, not satisfied by any means, but pleased with the guys that have come out to work every day. I think we've gotten better every day, and that's what I challenged them to do, was, take it one week at a time and, sit there on a Monday in a team meeting and let's work for 7 days, and then that next Monday we sit there and say that we all improved, individually first as a player, and then collectively as a position, and each side of the football and as a team. So I think we've made progress, and I've been pleased with it.
Before I ask the second question, is there such a thing as 10 out of 10 when it comes to a football game? Can you be a 10 out of 10 on a given day?
In regards to what?
Just like perfect. No. Perfect. Okay.
Like perfect?
Right.
Heck no.
Okay, so what's the best you've ever walked away feeling? 8.2, 7.9?
You never want to say 10, right? Because then everybody's going to think they arrived.
I live in a world where I don't believe in 10. I don't think 10's a real thing. So what do you think the highest you've ever walked away from a game feeling?
Well, you learn this early on. Whenever you do walk off, especially when you're a younger coach, and you walk off and you think that it was a good day, whether it's your position or side of the ball or whatever, usually when you turn on that tape, you figure out you knocked it down several notches. Or, Coach O'Leary, Coach Saban, one of them would definitely knock it back down for you. So, it's never as good, never as bad when you walk on and off the field. So I think if you say 6.5, but when you watch the film, then you're always going to be more critical when you come off the field. So, that's what practice is for, though. I mean, you put guys in tough positions in practice. So, you expect them to fail at certain points and certain times. And look, if everything was perfect, especially now in the seat that I sit in, I mean, no one would be getting better. So you want the defense to have the upper hand one day. You want the offense to have the upper hand one day. Well, if the defense has a bad day, if the offense has a bad day, it usually goes the other side, did something really well.
More often than not, what's the first thing you want to see tape-wise? What do you want to look at? You know, is there a certain moment in a game I want to watch that first? I know you watch the game in its entirety, but what do you really find most often you want to go to when it comes to the film?
From the wide view, you know, watching the wide view of the film, the first thing I look at is pad level. On the offensive line, defensive line, are they coming off and striking people? Are they using their hands? Are they working to reset the line of scrimmage one way or the other? It's a line of scrimmage game, and that's really the first thing. You know, are you able to convert on short yardage situations? Are you on both sides? Are you able to stop people from, you know, converting? You know, how are you covering kicks? That's one thing we've got to massively improve on this year, because those are the things that that demonstrate toughness to me. And, you know, then I think the other thing, probably the fourth, would be perimeter play, like how your receivers are blocking on the perimeter and for the bubbles and the, you know, the screens and whatnot, and then how your defense is getting off of those blocks.
Brent Key is with us, Tech's head coach. The White and Gold spring game tomorrow at Bobby Dodd. You can listen to it here on The Fan at 1. And, Coach, we should add that admission is free, right, if you want to watch the Yellow Jackets tomorrow.
Yep, let's go.
So if you're not doing anything on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, you want to watch some college football here in town.
Yeah, free's great,
and
too.
No money's coming out of your pocket. That is the place to be. So you brought up your offensive and defensive lines. I want to go back to something a couple of weeks ago your offensive line coach, Jeep Wade, had to say, because you talk about coaches always challenging the players. He said, you're feeling good about yourselves, huh? Then he brought up a couple of games that really didn't go their way. I mean, anything you can use for motivation, you're going to use, right?
Yeah, you have to. And really, motivation starts prior to good coaches anticipate things that happen. You know, and I think the ability to anticipate when one side of the ball might be feeling a little good about themselves after a scrimmage or after a practice, you know, you can anticipate that, anticipating times when, you know, it could be a little bit more sluggish day to start. So you got to get a little more energy in the team, you know, to be able to expect things but not accept them. Is a sign of a good coach.
It's funny you mentioned look from above. See the, you know, the all 22s and go a little bit higher. What happens when you see a loaf on tape and you didn't see it during the game, but now you're watching and you see a loaf? What's the first
thing? I know that player knows it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of those things, those are things that we showed the whole team. You know, lack of effort, lack of discipline. A loaf is a choice that you made not to go as hard as you can go, right? And look, we've only got limited reps in this game in our lifetime, right? And to make that decision to go out and not give it your all on a play, I mean, that's not acceptable, and that's something we work on from the very first day of practice, of calling those out, spotting them out, and then about every week, every, you know, 5, 6, 7 days, you know, I circle back around to it with the staff and I'm like, hey, look, this is going back to like day one. I mean, because that's when, you know, the plays started getting involved. People were about plays and schemes and look, plays and schemes and calls, those blitzes, those are all great. But if you don't run to the football, if you don't play with great effort, if you don't play with discipline, toughness, I mean, you ain't gonna be worth a darn as a football team.
What do we know about your new coordinator, Tyler Santucci?
He stresses every one of those things. I mean, you talk about it. He's very detailed. He's very, very smart. Believes in a lot of the same things I do, whether it be, you know, physical play at the line of scrimmage, you know, fundamentals, being sound, sound in everything you do, but also has a grasp of the understanding of the sports science, you know, analytical part of it as well. And he challenges the guys. And one of the things I was told about him from many different people when we were going through the interview process was, he has an unbelievable way to affect young people and to get them to play really hard for him. And look, these guys, you know, you talk about a loaf, right? Well, loafs, missed tackles, all those things that show up in a practice, right? When our practice is over, they're on the line doing up downs, you know, running up downs for those things from the previous practice. So, you know, extremely, you know, holds the kids accountable, very direct with them, very honest with them. Players know where they stand, and he is full of energy on the field. We had a scrimmage. It was last Saturday. We were in Bobby Dodd, and of course, there's nobody. You know, there's a few people, you know, some of the parents and recruits in the stands, but not a full crowd. He's up in the press box. Now you got helmet communication. Now all he's got to do is say one thing through that. You got the headphones on. He screams at the top of his lungs from the top of the press box at one guy who had misaligned and misfit a play. And it was like the voices from the heavens broke out and screamed down onto the field hearing him. And so just a sign of who he is. I mean, he is intense. full go all the time.
He's a Western PA guy. You're not going to get anything over on a Western PA guy. He's going to know if you're putting forth the full effort. He'll know immediately.
No, he's really good when it comes to that now. I mean, and that's, you know, it's his demeanor when you meet him. It's the way he is what he is. And, you know, the Western PA and the North Birmingham kind of match together pretty well in that one.
And it's probably a little bit of his upbringing, too. Look, we come from Italian families where sometimes volume is king. Sometimes.
How about always?
But I want to ask you something about volume, because it's really interesting, because I remember seeing George O'Leary when during the Olympics. We went up with, I don't even know what's, North Georgia it might have been. North Georgia College. And a big thing he did was two-minute drill. What I noticed about him, and I'm assuming a little bit with Nick, and you use volume when you have to, but sometimes you don't have to. Run it again. Doesn't have to be said very loud. It's a tone. So that concept of yelling, that concept of tone, that concept of I don't have to be loud right now because you're going to know I'm not very happy. Talk about the evolution of that as a player where I'm sure you heard it. And then when you're coaching, you hear it, but there are other times that you want to pull back on that.
Yeah, and that's something I work with all the time. I mean, you know, when I'm probably the quietest, the team knows that I'm the most upset. You know, because it's in my nature to be loud on the football field. One new little toy we got this spring, I have a little mic on with a switch on the side during practice. So, there might be music playing, there might be no music, nothing. At any point in time, I can flip a switch and boom out pretty loud. I think it echoes halfway across Midtown. Instructions to people, I'll put it that way. So, But you do. You have to pick and choose the time because, you know, you are who you are. And if you're loud all the time, it's not going to have the effect that it needs to have.
Do you think you've scared the crap out of some student who's walking on the outside of the building hearing this, thinking, I don't know who it is, but I might as well do what he tells me? Goes down and does 10 push-ups, 20. Yeah.
I promise you. I guarantee you, I've looked some of the frat houses up. some of the people walk into class. I probably called some people to fall off some scooters or some skateboards.
Well, listen, it's all for the sake of making the team better. So our social media question of the day, where were you when the O.J. chase occurred? From what I understand, you have a memory there.
So why is this a big deal right now?
Well, because O.J. passed away.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Hold on. This is such a Nick Saban moment. You didn't know this. You're busy doing you and doing Georgia Tech stuff. You did not hear that O.J. Simpson passed away.
Mike Flynn told me probably an hour ago.
Yeah.
So actually, I did know, but he told me an hour ago. Yeah. I didn't know an hour ago.
Okay.
I do remember it was a Friday night, I believe.
Yes, it was.
During the summer, so earlier in the week, I remember they broke through the morning TV and talked about the murder of his wife. And then I was watching. So the NBA finals were on.
That's right, as well, yeah.
But it was not a team that I cared about watching. So all I know is the Bulls were not in it that year, correct?
That's right. It was the Knicks and the Rockets.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So
John Starks was terrible, by the way. He couldn't hit anything. He was awful.
That was back. I mean, I was watching the Bulls every year. And then, Jordan at that time, of course, was playing baseball in Birmingham where I lived. So that's what my head was wrapped around. I think I probably was watching the Full House or Family Matters on TGIF on a Friday night when they broke it on TV showing the chase, the slow speed chase. But here's what I do remember. I was eating Little Caesars pizza. A friend of mine named Matt Gossett was over at the house, eating the 2-for-$10 Little Caesars pizza, and it went and started showing the chase. And I'm like, that's the guy that was in the Isotoner commercial running through the airports or whatever. And, that's kind of what you knew him as. He's a former football player, but I was 15 at the time. So it was, it's a memory I'll have,
Do you think,
forever. I mean,
you think you just garnered some free Little Caesars? They're still around, by the way. That was a nice plug for them.
They're actually making a comeback.
Yeah, that was a nice plug for them.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Do what you got to do, NIL and everything else. Listen, Brenke, hopefully everybody stays healthy tomorrow. You see what you need to see, and we appreciate you coming on.
Hold on. We have to clear up one other thing. I was told that Joe Hamilton's going to be making the trip to Ireland. It was more than hinted to me outside our studio here one morning. Oh, no, no, Brent wants the morning show to go. I was like, that's cool and everything, but does he want you to go more than us? Because he might want you to go, but I don't think he wants you to go more than this show. Can we clear this up, please?
Look, hey, guys, y'all know I would want y'all to go, that I want y'all to go. Joe has to go.
Right.
Joe has to.
You don't want Finner in there.
He gets to jump on the ride. How about you guys roll and y'all can sit in the seats on either side? And
we do the morning show while we're in Ireland, and those guys can do our show in the afternoon or the midday, whatever the hell we do.
Are you guys gonna get anything done though if you are in Dublin?
No,
probably not.
No, I'm going back to the old days. I'm gonna have me a party.
Yeah, we're gonna fly by the seat of our pants. There's no lie there.
Yeah.
Much like
you should have said that.
Much like you found out today that OJ died, I might have to ask Mike Flynn, who won the game, by the way, yesterday? A little banged up.
What did I miss?
I just wanted to know, are you on record as saying if you could only have one show go, it is this show, right?
I will go on record and say that I want you two guys of any show to go to Ireland.
All right. Thank you. Again, it doesn't mean anything.
I will tell Joe that tomorrow when I see him.
Interesting.
Wow. And maybe it can be us and Joe, and we can go from there.
I'm sure the home team and center. I mean, John will want to go to Dublin, but you know he can't wear his Miami stuff. So.
Right. I mean, that's the catch.
You don't want him.
You're talking about the same school in conference. He's rooting for him. Yeah. That's just the way it has to be.
He can't go.
No.
That's why I gave him Georgia Tech gear the other day. Told him he has to stand on the sideline when we play them this year with our gear on.
That's the way it has to be. We'll work through this eventually. In the meantime, like I said, stay healthy tomorrow, and we'll talk after the scrimmage.
I appreciate it, guys. Really do, man. Appreciate y'all and everything y'all do.
Thanks, Jackets. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Brent Key with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. I'm surprised he went on record. He said he wants us there. So maybe that's a fair compromise. Yeah. We do the show with Joe, but we have to get up really, really early. In other words, we're not going to go to bed.
Yeah, John Michaels is out, the Miami thing. Adam Gillespie's certainly out. He doesn't want to go. He'll tell you he doesn't want to go. Matt Lear is going to be the problem now. Matt Lear is going to be the problem. Because Matt Lear is going to, and I think kind of rightfully, believe he should go as well. I don't know if I have that kind of power. I just don't know. I'm not telling you I think you're wrong.
I'll pull for whoever goes to bat for me.
Well, I just did.
I vote for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's that simple.
It is that simple.
He's very easily won over, is Matt Lear. So I wasn't eating Little Caesars. I don't know what you were doing when the O.J. chase happened, but I do know that we had an encounter with O.J. You had more than one encounter with O.J., and we'll talk about that with him passing away yesterday at the age of 76. We'll talk about that and more. All things NFL going to cover, in fact, next here on Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.